Dictation for Angela Cooper, COO, Piacin Paul ER, December 1942. Address as a letter to Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Powell, Piacin Paul, O-W-E-L-L, N-P, 463-9360. Dear Mrs. Powell, consultation for Mrs. Cooper, Angela, 83-year-old lady, for abnormal kidney function. There was recurrence of atrial fibrillation, admitted locally December. Was treated with amiodarone beta blockers, Eliquis. Did not tolerate medications, developed diffuse tremors, admitted locally Mount Pleasant McLaren, 3 days in January, under the care her own cardiologist, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, started on Tykosyn, T-Y-K-O-S-Y-N, successfully sinus rhythm. She's feeling well. There was some changes of kidney function within the last few months. She's hard of hearing, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood melena, denies urinary symptoms of infection, cloudiness of blood, a stable lower extremity edema, trying to do salt fluid restriction, denied chest pain palpitations, has chronic dyspnea, COPD, and prior lung cancer resection, uses oxygen 1 liter at night, never been tested for sleep apnea, some bruises of the skin, but no headaches, no changes in eyesight, no bleeding nose gums, no new pain. Next paragraph, past medical history for atrial fibrillation, way back 2011, required ablation, no recurrence until within the last 1 year. She has received cardioversion, different antiarrhythmics as indicated above. There has been no pulmonary emboli, no deep vein thrombosis, no thromboembolism. She has anxiety, depression, hypertension, question COPD, denies diabetes, does have congestive heart failure, no seizures, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, gout, no recent pneumonia. Next paragraph, review system for trigger finger, right-handed, number 4 digit, to have surgery April 27, Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, has also acrocyanosis of the hands. Next paragraph, reported side effects to ACE inhibitors, augmenting nitrates, macrobit, and CoX-2 inhibitors. Next paragraph, the most updated medication from McLaren. Norvas, aspirin, calcium, B12, Eliquis, iron, Prozac, Lasix, Losartan, Metoprolol, Protanix, Sofran, inhaler, potassium, Spiriva, Tykosyn, vitamin C. And also Losartan. Next paragraph. Surgeries, a number of ablations at cardioversion. Right middle lobe cancer, status post resection. bilateral lens implant, colonoscopy, polyps remove. Next paragraph, second-hand smoker from husband. No alcohol, no drugs. Next paragraph. We did chemistries today. Creatinine up to December was between 0.91. Since then has fluctuated 115 to 134. Today being 115. Normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR 47. Normal glucose, calcium, urine no activity for blood protein or cells, protein creatinine ratio 0.16, which is normal less than 0.2, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, recent cholesterol profile well controlled, LDL down to 80. Normal iron studies and B12. No diabetes with an A1C 5.6 to 5.8. Imaging for kidneys, CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast from October 2024. At that time, normal size kidneys, no obstruction. Probably a small cyst, no urinary retention. At that time, there was some rib fractures bilateral. That was from a fall with fracture on the right wrist and the left MCP. No surgery was done, only cast. Next paragraph, recent echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Probably chronic kidney disease, persistent abnormalities of kidney function at least in December. That's more than 3 months in between. This is likely associated to effect of medications, including diuretics, losartan. There is really no major activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Prior imaging without obstruction or urinary retention. There is normal echocardiogram, nothing to suggest cardiorenal syndrome. She's not on anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure looks well controlled. Excuse me. At home, blood pressure is well controlled. Today, higher than we would like to see, but this is the first visit. No electrolyte, acid-base abnormalities. Normal albumin calcium. I did not change medications. All of them appears to be appropriate. She tolerated induction with ticosin, T-I-K-O-S-Y-N, for AFib without prolongation of QT corrected interval. Continue present regimen. Come back in 6 months. End of dictation.